good day to you. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Meraz. Today we're joined by Rowan County Judge Executive Jim Nickel. We'll be talking about county business, including the recent county fiscal court meeting. And Jim, you mentioned that you're like me. You're awfully tired of this winter, and you wish it would go away.
Chuck, it has been, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but this has been one of the worst winters that we've had in a long, long time. And the reason being, it's come in waves. It's just one day after the next day. To give you a prime example, last year we had probably six snow events. What we consider events is where we actually have to go out and plow the roads and put a little salt down on the hills and those things. This year we've already had 15. So it. And not only that, here a few weeks ago we had a flood. We had ice and wind that knocked down 50, 60 trees. And then 3 or 4 inches of snow behind that. So our road crew, my hat goes off to them. Absolutely a bunch of guys that have worked their butts off 16 hours a day for days in a row. And, going down a big steep hill with 15 ton on the back of you and ice on the road, it gets a little hairy, I'm sure.
I got a question for you. That kind of just leads me to this, in a sense. I was thinking as you were talking, I wonder, because this has been such a severe winter and these guys have been out and about just about nonstop in many cases, how many overtime hours that they may have accumulated?
Well, a bunch. a real bunch. And, of course, it's nice to get overtime and get that extra pay. But as you know, if you ever work for an hourly job in a position where you got some overtime, you don't get to see a lot of it because taxes take it all. So, but these guys, some of them, work for the overtime pay. Some work for what we call C time. They take it off later. But, they don't. None of them complain. They just get out and do their job and try to do the best they can do with the equipment we've got and the strength they have.
Well, and the good news is, depending on how you want to look at it, I guess if you're looking at maybe making some overtime hours, we've got another winter storm moving into the area coming up. So, you're going to get hit again, and that leads me to believe that you're going to have to use some more salt, things like that. And I think we talked about that's run a little bit short here recently.
Yeah, and, we're short now. The problem, we have money. We have able to buy it, but you can't get it. And the reason being is the trucking companies that transports it is going north and all the other states. We have a contract with the state of Kentucky to provide us with so many tons of salt. Right now we have 150 ton on order that we've had on order for almost three weeks, but we can't get it because they're having to supply other state governments as well as Kentucky. In cases of dire emergencies, we'll go over and get some from the state out of their own shed over there. But and I can understand as demand goes up as it has this year, what else goes up? Price. So if we have a contract at $68, $69 a ton and they can sell it somewhere else for $150 a ton, you can bet that's where it's going to go. There's no penalties for us if we can't get it. But we've made it so far. We probably have enough in our barn for at least one more good event. And then if it comes down to it, we'll go over from the state and borrow a little bit from them.
At this point, I think you just hold your breath and just hope that this next event is hopefully the last event that we'll have this winter. I know that March is an up-and-down month. You just never really know what to expect in March. You can get some really nice weather and some really bad weather.
Chuck, the thing that, and I've stressed it before, whenever we get a little bit of snow, it's very important for people to understand. If they don't need to get out, please stay at home. Don't get out. If you have to get out, allow yourself lots of time to get to your job or wherever you're going to go. Slow down. I drive a two-wheel drive car. I get in and out pretty good with no treatment on my road. But that's the important thing is safety, and just allow yourself enough time. Drive slow. Allow yourself space between cars. It's very important. If you do that, you'll get to where you're going safely. But anyway, that's where we're at. And as far as the event, I hope it's not too bad. The good thing about it is we're getting up into March, as you say. Along with this event, temperatures are going to be up. So Mother Nature will help. Just like yesterday, we went out early, 4:35, salted some hills. But by 9:30, 10 o'clock, Mother Nature had done her thing, and the sun popped out. Even though it was cold, those rays really take the snow off. So if it's warm, give it a couple hours, snow will be gone. Mother Nature will take it, and be a lot less expensive to the taxpayers.
All right, let's move on to talk about some of the county business. I was going to ask you for an update regarding where things stood on the plans to build a regional detention center.
Well, as I was waiting this morning to come on, Jerry Alderman, my deputy, called, and we had received a call wanting to know if we can make a trip to Frankfort at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Didn't give us a lot of time, but absolutely so. I'll be leaving here. We have a meeting at 1 o'clock, tentatively scheduled with the state corrections facility, their board, which is made up, of course, of corrections people and legislators. We'll present our application, and shouldn't take very long. But this started back in October, so you can see the process going through the state is very, very slow. So hopefully we'll get that done this afternoon and move forward.
What types of things will you tell the DOC board?
Well, we have an application, which is a large book. Goes back through it. It tells about the need and why we need it, the number of prisoners over the past years, along with all the surrounding counties and their prisoner intake and numbers. It will go into the financial part of it, how we intend to pay for it. Location is not disclosed because we haven't really decided on that yet. So that's something the county's responsible for anyway. It doesn't make a lot of difference to the state committee. But and then we'll answer any questions that they may have regarding the package. I don't see any problem with it. Once we get that approved, the one thing that we want to make sure and understand is that the Department of Corrections and House Bill 463 agreed to pay for architect engineering fees, which is a good deal of money, $800,000-$900,000. So we're going to make sure those funds are in there. I've talked to State Representative Rocky Atkins and some others, and they're going to make sure that those funds are there for us.
Is this the last step in terms of getting approval?
This is the last step as far as getting approval for the number of beds. Here, we put up to 300. It, you know, depending on after we get into the actual architect and the building of the building, you know, it may be 250, 275, somewhere in that area. But and it also depends on the cost. So we'll see where we go from there.
When do you expect to get word back? And at that point, if you get the okay as you expect, what happens after that?
Well, I'll know this afternoon. They'll take a vote right there. We have a meeting. We present our application, answer any questions, and they have a vote. Now, Odom County did the same thing we've done. They just went through that process. And I talked with Judge Vogel down there. He said it was a 8-4, 8-5 vote. And the people from corrections voted against it for the single reason they say they don't have the money to do the architect cost that's required of them. So I think the this session going on now, that those things are going to be addressed by the legislators and making sure that there's some funding in there for these projects.
So do you worry about maybe running into some static today?
No, I don't think so. There are the jail Jailer Association has representatives on there, as well as the Judge Association, legislators, Department of Corrections, Department of Revenue. Actually, Secretary of Revenue is the chairman of that board. So I don't see any problem. We have enough bonding power to do the project. So I don't see any problem. It's just going through the steps to get there.
And I guess the next step is to identify a location.
Exactly. We'll come back and start looking at that. You know, there are four or five places that we're continuing to look at. Once we decide on one of those, we'll have a meeting and discuss it and hopefully get there.
All right. Let's talk about the fiscal court meeting. What some of the highlights?
Well, as you know, we canceled that we were supposed to have met on the 18th, which was our regular scheduled, and one of our staff who's responsible for doing the financial records had the pneumonia, so we had to move it for a week, and then it became special meetings, which a little bit different. But the Allie Young Law Office is the old building down across from the old art center on the corner there, Caddy Corner. That building was actually owned by Morehead State University, and there were some folks that wanted to try to rehab that for historical purposes, and gave it to the county about 7 years ago for the purpose of allowing them to do that if it wasn't done or was going to be tore down or anything like that. Then it goes back to the university. It's their property. So it's been 7 years. Not much has been done. The city done an inspection and condemned it. It's very, very bad shape. Three of the historical people met with us at our meeting. We gave them 3 weeks to come up with a plan, which there's no money available, but we want to give them that opportunity. And then our March meeting on the 18th, we'll discuss it again. But my thought is that property's coming back to the university. It belongs to them, and that's where it needs to go.
It's in pretty bad shape, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very, very bad shape. It's becoming a hazard to folks that have to walk in and around it. We had a first reading of, they call it Code of Ordinance Supplement. Actually, it's just some housekeeping stuff that we incorporate all the ordinances that we've done for a year into a book, and it's called You're Incorporating All Those Ordinances, and it's just some housekeeping. We also signed a contract, an agreement with Morehead for the county to provide ambulance service to the city of Morehead that we've done for several years. We got that approved. Round County Sheriff's Office, we did some housekeeping stuff there on their old budget. They had some excess fees that they wanted to pay off two of their cars with, so we allowed them to do that and got that taken care of. Farmers Market, as you know, we're down by the old across from the old depot where they sell fruits and vegetables in the summer. They're getting ready to build a building there. It's just a covered building. They received a grant. The county's going to participate in that. We discussed that. CMW is going to do the drawing on it. So that's moving right along. Hopefully this spring you'll see that going up and have a place for the farmers to come and people to sell their produce and the farmers market there.
So what's the plan for the structure?
It's it's kind of like a large covered garage type thing. It's the drawing I've seen it's going to be very nice. It'll be a place where farmers can come in. They'll have a place to pull in if it's raining. It'll be a covered facility. I think there's about 15 to 20 stalls, maybe upwards of that many, and then they can expand it down the road if they need to. It'll be wood and very nice looking, similar to other structures I've seen in some communities where farmers markets are held.
It's kind of interesting because I know that we've talked about this before. As time has gone along, that farmers market has become more and more popular.
Oh, it has. If you go down in the summer, that place is packed. There's cars all around there, and gives an opportunity for folks to sell their produce, and it's a good thing, very good thing. We also approved for Morehead Tourism to make the Arts Center one of the trail stops on the Shiltoy Trace National Recreation Trail. That's been the actual trail's actually been moved where it goes around Eagle Lake up here at the university. That's going to be one of the trailheads. There will be a bench and stuff there, of course, but it will also be a trail stop at the Arts Center, and we permitted the Tourism Board to install a bench and a board there that gives notifications on it for the guys and people and women that hike that trail. I don't know how much, what kind of traffic there is on that trail. I know at a prior meeting I was at, there, you know, I asked the question, actually, how many people walk this thing through Round County? And they had documented somewhere around 40 to 45 people. So I don't know how much traffic's going to get, but whatever traffic comes through, they'll have a place to stay, sit down, and know a little bit about Morehead and Round County.
So it's just it's not a big thing, but I guess in a way it's an important thing when you talk about developing something for the local tourism industry.
Yeah, it is, and this will be a stop. It'll be on a kind of a national thing, showing Morehead as one of the trail stops and have a trailhead there at Eagle Lake. And this bulletin board, of course, will have all kinds of documentation for those people that hike this trail. I'm not a big hiker, as you can tell, but it's something that, you know, in the future may grow and develop into something a little bit bigger.
All right, we're on the front page today talking with Round County Judge Executive Jim Nickel. We'll go ahead and pause for just a moment. Come right back after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Morehead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Morehead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one- and two-numbered plastics, glass bottles and jars, books, newspapers, magazines, and mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Morehead, Rowan County, and Morehead State University. More information at 784-1250.
Welcome back to Front Page. I'm Chuck Morales. We're talking with Rowan County Judge Executive Jim Nickel. And Jim, we talked about the weather not being so great right now, but eventually it will break. We're certain of that, and that means that we'll be into the spring road repair season.
We do have. You know, and this was actually not part of the fiscal court meeting, but it was. We had a District 9 update, highway plan update yesterday out at the Gateway Building. And I'll give you a couple of projects here that's of interest and moving right along is and that's Kentucky 32 from 504 Elliottville over into Elliott County. You know, we've had some stakeholder meetings in Elliott County and Round County, and the state's approved this, and it's been submitted to the Federal Highway Administration. They've approved it, so that project is moving right along. Also, Kentucky 519 widening 801 north 2 miles. The plans are finalized right away to begin probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks, something like that. 377 construction 32 to 799, which is a big project. And district office just received the design plans and pending district office review. Stakeholders probably have a meeting here scheduled pretty soon for people for their input. So that's a couple of two or three projects that, you know, that's moving right along at the state level. Of course, we're starting to get some coal patch in as the salt and the cold have made some potholes pop up. We'll be out doing that work as well.
Yeah, I was going to say that's another factor in this weather is that people forget that this is also pothole season. This is actually when they are given birth to, and as the ice gets in there and breaks away some of the pavement and some of the blacktop, then you wind up with a hole that wasn't there back in the fall.
Absolutely. We also were taking in some roads, and these were roads that called Hillside Subdivision. It's off Moore's Flat. County attorney's working on getting those deeds done. This was one of those old subdivisions, Chuck, that we talked about years ago, that contractors come in and sold all the land and left all the roads to the county to eventually maintain and the taxpayers. So our subdivision regulations we passed back in 2007 took care of that, but this is one of the ones that was left that we're going to have to pick up, and there's several people out there, and they can't get in and out, so we'll be doing that. There's some ownership of other roads that we've taken care of and be taking those into the system, but that was about it. We had a good meeting, short, considering my normal meetings. It lasted about an hour and a half, and we were in and out and gone. That's a thing about special call meetings. Whenever it falls on a different day other than your scheduled meetings that you're supposed to have every third Tuesday, if you have it any other time because of any reason, it becomes a special meeting. So you can only take up things which are on the agenda, and that's it. So things move along pretty quickly.
And you like that.
I like that.
Well, you're into the stretch drive now of your tenure as a judge executive. So do you have, I know the regional jail project obviously is the number one goal, but do you have some other things you'd like to accomplish?
Well, you know, I look back in the seven years went by pretty quickly. And look back, I think in 7 years, even through some very tough times revenue-wise, we've got into a new county garage and very nice facility, upgraded that, finished the new county courthouse, new judicial center. We've got a new animal shelter. Hopefully everything will be in place for the new correctional facility to start and continue on. Hope to have the architect and funding everything in place by the time I leave office.
I mean, one thing you wanted to do was get something moving regarding the new regional park, and that's turned out to be a bridge too far.
Yeah, it's, in projects that size, you really have to depend on some grants and some help from those funds. But, there was a 3 or 4 year stretch there where wasn't a lot of that money available. It's starting to loosen up a little bit. I know Jerry, my deputy, is very interested in pursuing something up there for recreational purposes. I know President Andrews is. But hopefully it won't turn into a mobile home park or something of that nature. I hope to keep it in the university, to keep it for something that can be used by the public for athletic use.
Are you confident or at least optimistic that something will develop out there regarding the park in the next few years?
I think so. We, of course, all our legislators, and not only state but nationally, I know I've talked with Congressman Rogers, field rep, a couple times, and actually took one up there and let him look at the area. It's just a matter of finding money. Everybody's looking for those dollars to do projects like that. And if we can get just a little piece of this county, can just a little piece to start it, that would be a motivator, I think. So hopefully, I think in the future we'll see something.
Yeah, maybe that little pond out there, since you're out there buying your fishing gear for
That's
your retirement
right.
now.
Exactly right.
Well, Jim, as always, thanks so much for coming
All
by.
All right. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it.
Round County Judge Executive Jim Nicola, our guest today on Front Page. I'm Chuck Meraz. We'll see you next time.